So on the housekeeping level, or just sort of the structure of what we're going to be doing for the rest of this weekend, we'll be going through the text, and the first three chapters basically tell us about the benefits of the Bodhisattva vow, and then they go through, actually, what do you have to do to take the Bodhisattva vow? We will go through those, and in the process of going through and taking of this, we'll also cover the topic of going for refuge, and I think that there's at least one person who would like to take the refuge vows. So tomorrow afternoon, when we go through the teachings on taking refuge, I will also give the refuge vow to that at least one person. And since taking the refuge vow is similar to taking the five lay precepts, and there is also someone who apparently would like to take the five lay precepts, I'll give the five lay precept vows tomorrow afternoon. Then we will continue and we will get through the text and by the end of Sunday afternoon. And the last half of Sunday afternoon, what I would like to do is we can all, or those of us who want to, can take the Bodhisattva vow. Now, I realize that not everyone may feel ready to take the Bodhisattva vow or interested. And so what we will do is we'll go through it, and I figure there are going to be four classes of people. There are those people who've already taken the Bodhisattva vow and who want to retake it. Great. That's class number one. There are people who have not yet taken the Bodhisattva vow and who want to take it. That's class number two. There are people who want to go through the motions but aren't sure if they really want to take the vow, but they want to kind of participate and see what it feels like, see if they have the feeling of bodhicitta but don't necessarily want to take the vow, and they can participate or not at their wish. And then there are people who are either not ready or not interested or whatever, who just don't feel like they can do that at that point. And so then you can just enjoy. You can rejoice in what we're doing, and that is great. You can sit and watch, whatever. But that's the point. It's just by being here and taking the teachings, it's not saying, now you have been here, you better take that Bodhisattva vow or I'm going to whack you with this mallet. It's not like that. It's a question, if you want to do it, fine. If you don't want to do it, fine. There's nothing required about it, but this, to give an opportunity for as many people to do this as possible. So that's the basic structure, and then next year we'll go about talking more in depth about how to keep the Bodhisattva vow. But I'll talk about that. Actually, what we're going to start about tomorrow morning is really what is bodhicitta, what is the Bodhisattva vow, what does it mean to keep the Bodhisattva vow, how do you lose the Bodhisattva vow, how do you keep it, so forth. Things that you need to know before you take the Bodhisattva vow. And then we'll continue to cover those as we go through the actual teachings in the text.